Well, it sure won't help here with the pines. Seem like they're the worst. And then I've kept the pictures and the progress, and I ordered an extra copy of it and sent the pictures to John Truman, our son. And there's pictures, you know, of some of the houses in town, that the trees, where they were too close to the house. And I've never felt like that was too good an idea. And there they were, you know, just, there's one lady, I believe, the widow woman, and then there's some more, that they just had to go among the first things, you know, from the electric company and get that stuff off the house, you know. And there's some that didn't have any electricity for a week.
Yes, some communities as long as a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And there were some that, and that was a peculiar thing, but some of the houses in Lexington, they had electricity all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Around Holly Springs, some of the farm houses didn't have it for a couple of weeks. They had to move into town with relatives to survive.
They had to do that here. And in Jackson, they filled the motels were full. And they had some in churches there. They fixed places for them in churches. Mm-hmm. And they were fed, you know, by the Red Cross, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
The difference with the other
organizations. Yeah, that was quite an event.
Yes, it certainly was. It's one we won't forget.
Right.
Things like that.
You're right.
You know, we're not liable to forget them. And I'm awful bad to write about autumn. It's always one of my favorite seasons. It seems to me like everything is more beautiful then. Even then, well, of course, the springtime, we've got to have that first. That's the rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And the autumn is the fulfillment of the year. And I know it's always impressed me. I have wished that I could express it, but I can't. But there's been some poets, you know, that have written. And here's one that I wrote. Let's see. Oh, and the editor said of the Jackson song, he's talking about the contradictory with, you know, how tree greens are here and some a tree somewhere else, you know, with the colors changed. And I said, yes, the weather are. Season is contradictory. Maybe that is why autumn is so fascinating. How generous Mother Nature is with colors at this time of year. In our front yard are three maple trees. One has all green leaves, another the leaves are turning yellow. And on the third, which is a different kind of maple, the leaves are crimson with black markings. Across the road, the hickory leaves are golden. My red crepe myrtle shrubs have deep, dark red leaves. Now the golden bell, that's another shrub in the yard, has leaves of a wonderful shade of purple. Oh, let us listen to the poet's description of autumn. I think the poet was Bess Conlon. Maybe you remember the poem. He said, there is something in the autumn that is native to my blood. Touch of manner, hint of mood. And my heart is like a rhyme with the yellow and the purple and the crimson keeping time. The scarlet of the maples can shake me like a cry of bugles going by. And my lonely spirit thrills to see the frosty asters like a smoke upon the hills. This poem, I think, expresses what many of us feel about autumn. Sometimes we have to just stand and stare.
Uh-huh.
He used it and he entitled it Native to My Blood.
Very good.
And that's the way I feel about it, but I couldn't express it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the poems that I've remembered for years. Several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are interesting. And I think we ought to put on the tape also about the fact that